Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Hello, it's Linda Okwajena here again, host of the SBCN Small Biz Podcast. My guest today is a lovely young lady, and I hope I don't mess her name up because it's a beautiful name, Niharika Sinha Chopra. I hope I didn't mess that up, my angel. And you are an account executive, and you have another title, which you can tell us in a minute, at Stabler Insurance.
Yeah, so I'm an account executive and a commercial solutions broker.
Okay, so Stabler Insurance, they're quite a big organization, aren't they?
Yes, and the best part about them, for me, because I've been there for 4 months now, and I chose to come there because they've been in the community for 150 years in Kitchener, back when it was called Berlin. And it is a company quite entrenched in the community. I love everything they stand for, and it aligns with sort of what I believe in and what I want to provide my clients with.
So are they a global insurance company or primarily
Canada?
No,
it's actually a brokerage. It's not an insurance company.
Okay.
It's a brokerage. So we help clients find insurance, and we do all kinds of stuff, personal and commercial, and a few other things in between as well. So we are a brokerage.
That's interesting. When I was quite young and lived in England, my one and only job after leaving school was as an insurance broker. So,
wow.
So they kind of did, car insurance, automobile insurance and home insurance and stuff like that, you know. I was a secretary in those days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a small world. So first of all, I want to ask you a little bit about you because you're absolutely adorable. So how long have you been living in Canada?
Actually, August 15th, it was 20 years.
20
this August
years?
15th. So I've been here for 20 years.
Congratulations. And we were talking earlier and you mentioned that you lived in lots of countries. That sounds really exciting.
Yes. Yeah. I was born in India. I was there till I was about 18. And I've also lived in Africa and, of course, UK. I lived in Newcastle and then Canada, of course.
Wow. Newcastle. My dad was born in Sunderland, which is not far from Newcastle. Beautiful place. And you've got the most lovely accent. It's absolutely lovely.
I don't know what my accent is. My kids make fun of me all the time because it apparently changes depending on who I talk to.
It's very international, so keep hold of me because my accent is from Birmingham and it's supposed to be the worst one in the world.
No. Your accent, actually, I remember the first time we spoke. It just feels warm to me because British accent is like home to me because UK is like home away from home because it's so much easier to go to UK than India. So it's like when I spoke to you the first time, it was like I just felt like nice and fuzzy. Have a great accent.
Thank you so much. So why did you decide to join this organization in particular? What was it about this organization? Obviously, they've got longevity and a lot of credibility, you know?
Yeah, so I've been in the finance industry this is my 16th year. I started quite early and I've been through all the corporate, a bunch of companies, and it's been absolutely fantastic. But you know, when you see so much, you're looking for that perfect fit. And that perfect fit for me was a company that supports its employees, does what's best for the client, is organized, has a vision, believes in financial security, quality of life, not just for clients, but also for their employees. So just in general, even efficiency wise, they're very forward thinking, but also can be very old school, depending on our clients. Mm. Very versatile for sure. And they've seen times, right? Like 150 years mm. is a long time. It is. But the biggest thing was I wanted to, because I used to work downtown Toronto for a while. And I was always that child that wanted to run away and do big things. I did it. I traveled. Then now I have two kids and I kind of had to reevaluate where I see myself. Where would I actually feel happy? And Stabler being so involved in all of these social events and community, it is very team oriented. It's quite authentic. It just all aligned with me. And honestly, that's one of the reasons I joined, because it felt like it was kind of made for me, even though I think it's just our values just align.
Do you know?
Yeah, I just love how they run.
That's pretty amazing. So this is what I think. I think to myself, well, if the people who work there, the employees who work there are valued and trusted and get the kind of care that everybody should get, you know, working for a large organization, then it's obvious that the people who work there, such as yourself, are going to give the clients the best care, yeah. the best attention, because yes. so many people are unhappy in the workplace today, especially in the corporate world, whether it's, a micromanager, yes. whether it's the fact that, people just don't feel comfortable going to work anymore after COVID. So this is probably why the longevity of Stabler, is 150 years for the simple reason clients go away and say what a wonderful experience they had, and meeting people such as yourself, that makes them feel all warm and fuzzy, because I get that feeling from you as well.
I'm glad. Yes. I mean, client relationship management is not something you can force. You can have all kinds of systems in place. You can be taught with time, but that, the company has to know ahead in time that a client's relationship with the company and how you treat them is more important than anything else, and that you will do what's right for them. And I know at Stabler, that is something that we do strive to do. And for me, I think because everything is becoming so modern and everything, especially after COVID, it's become a lot more about sales and just doing things virtually, which is great for some people, but some people still kind of miss that old school way of just going out and seeing a client. Like just last week, I went out with my manager to London and we saw a couple clients and it was great.
I agree. I'm a people person, and I find in my line of work, both the businesses, when I meet people, they immediately feel connected with me and like me, whereas virtual, you just never know. So I'm glad then that you are meeting clients. Are you sometimes working in the office, or do you work from home?
So for me, because this is just my fourth month there, I am in the office. Mind you, I just transitioned to commercial insurance only last year. Mm. So I am, even though I've been in the industry for 16 years now, and Stabler being a generalist, they do a lot of stuff. So for me, it is important that I'm at work because I'm learning so much. I couldn't possibly learn as much working from home, because I could easily contact my clients and do what's needed and get the sales goals and, have happy clients. But just we are all together on the same floor. And so I get to talk directly to personal colleagues and colleagues that are in finance, or I can just walk up to my VP or my manager. Mm. It's just a different feeling, especially after COVID. I've chosen to be in the office just to get the biggest bang out the time I have here.
I love it. I find a lot of people who have to go into the office in some cases today and not enjoying it. The people who have the choice to work at home and not collaborate and building those all important relationships with the team, and then everybody's still on Zoom. And so I think it's quite sad, really. Now, when you say commercial insurance, are you finding, I know with, you're just new to it, but, are you finding that there's a lot of commercial properties because of COVID are having difficulties, or are we getting back up there again? Are we getting back up to the, people are wanting to?
The thing is, as long as there's business, you need insurance. So So for me, I deal with any kind of business, any, it could be small, big. So for me, like, insurance is one of those things that it doesn't matter what the market is, you will need insurance.
You've got to have insurance, yeah. Now, why does insurance in general sometimes have a bad name? We all hear about people saying the insurance rates are going up, or basically I made a claim, I've got a big deductible, or, you know, they couldn't do what I wanted. But surely this is all part and parcel of growth and life in general, isn't it? Things can't stay the same.
Yes, but if you have an account executive or a broker that cares, it's very important for the person that is getting quotes for you or helping you with your insurance to truly understand your business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only then, how do you protect something you don't understand?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times with insurance, it becomes about the sale and not about the finer details of why does this client want this? What can go wrong? For me, I look at it this way. I'm insuring my clients for the day they have a claim. I'm not just insuring them because they need insurance.
Mm.
I'm preparing them for if something bad was to happen, that they are fully covered and they can get back to the place they were before the claim as soon as possible. So it's the intention. My intention is not to sell. My intention is to protect my clients.
Wow.
And very often I have very open conversations with my clients. I'll go in, see them in person and understand it. So it does take a lot more time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's about protecting them. Just the same way when I was in finance and I was a financial advisor, I wouldn't just recommend a product. That just never made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I am recommending has a benefit and the clients have needs. So I match them, and for that, I need to know what my products are and what my clients are all about.
I love it. I love that analogy, really. You know, it's not about the sale. It's about the time when the client does have a claim and doing the best for them. I think that's absolutely amazing. So you work in Kitchener or Waterloo? Where is the office based?
Yes. We are in Kitchener. It's 871 Victoria Street North, I think. It's like this huge building, but we're going to be soon moving as well.
Are you going to be moving?
We have been in Kitchener. Yeah, we have been in Kitchener all these years.
Oh, well, I hope you're not moving out of Kitchener then, because that's sad.
No, that's not going to happen. No, that's never going to happen. We belong to Kitchener. Yeah. If anything, we'll move in closer.
That is so cool. For everybody out there, it would be nice for them to know, basically, do they contact you directly? Do they phone the office? How do they get a representative? Like, after listening to you, I'm sure everybody wants to say, I want to work with her. She sounds fabulous.
Oh.
So, you know, would they contact you through you know, the switchboard, the you know, the person on the phone, or how does it work?
Just call me or email me and I can obviously give you the information. You can have it maybe under wherever you post this podcast.
You can actually give it to us now if you'd like, because our listeners love to actually hear the information as well as, you know, see it.
Sure. It's my direct line is 519-743-5228 and I am extension 222. And my email address is a bit more complex, but it's NSINHA, which is Sinha, Chopra at Stabler, Staebler.com.
That's absolutely perfect. Seriously, I mean, I have dealt with people, mostly men. I'm not getting at men, but I've dealt with men in the past. No, seriously, I don't know why I've never come across a female, whether it's leasing my Mini, which I've recently bought after my fourth Mini. I decide I love this, I'm going to buy it. So in the early days of that, you know, I've always dealt with men and they've always been very good. And I've said to them, well, I need to ask lots of questions. I don't need to talk over me. I only had one guy do that. And the same for insurance and financial. Myself and my husband, we mostly deal with men. But do you find that some people want to deal with a female versus a male, or is there not that kind of, you know, divide?
The way I look at it, well, I mean, I've always worked around men. There is obviously more men typically in finance than women. But I think our ways of problem solving is very different for a man versus a woman. A man tends to be a direct problem solver. But me as a woman, especially now that I have kids and I have a husband, and I have all these experiences, I tend to look at things more holistically. Not to say that a man wouldn't. I mean, I think it's a personality thing as well. But I do think because of how the position we have in the society as a woman, we tend to look at things more organically and holistically, and to make sure that if we are doing something, it is really something that helps people. And, you know, so I do think a woman will go that extra mile just to make sure things are solved better in the long run and they're more sustainable.
I think that's a really good answer. And it's not, you know, for all the men out there, we love you to bits, obviously. And, you're doing a great job. It's just that I have heard other people say, whether it's a realtor, whether it's a banker, whether it's, you know, insurance, that some clients would prefer to work with either or, you know, they prefer one thing or the other. And so for me, like I say, I've only ever really had the experience of working with the men, and they've all been very great. But there is something about you that instantly puts me at ease and the trust. But the biggest thing for me, and this is what I say to my clients and SBCM members, I say to them, well, a brand is one of the most important things you can do before you even start selling. So your organization would know that, because they haven't got this far by not having a recognized brand, knowing what the brand stands for and knowing what their clients need, you know, and knowing they have to talk. So this is what, you know, when I mentor SBCM members, this is what I say, look at your brand first and foremost. It's been absolutely delightful talking with you, and you've actually given me a new insight into, you know, how things work in the, you know, the commercial brokerage, and how you actually deal with the clients. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. No, I think I'm very lucky to have all these experiences in life, and then to end up at a place that truly appreciates me for who I am and commits to me, and also appreciates clients, and just is in general just a very cautious place to be in and grow. And I also appreciate that I you know, found Small Business Community Network right at the right time when I wanted it. I was able to connect with you guys, and thank you, Linda, and I look forward to meeting you soon.